break it down, down like this.
Hey, welcome along everyone to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. Man, I am so stoked you've tuned into the show because it means that you are ready to crush a killer workout this week. Well, it's not a killer one. As always, we try and keep it in the sensible range. We understand why, we understand how we're going to do this workout. We understand what we're trying to get out of it. So yes, it will be challenging, but yes, it will make you stronger. Come out the other end of it feeling like a happier, smoother, stronger, more resilient, faster runner at the end of it. That's the goal. My name is Hayden Sherman. I am going to be your running coach and guide for the next 15 minutes as we talk through this workout. What are we tackling this week? And it is a nice repeats workout. We are in the month of doing repeats. Last week we did 8 times 400. This week we're doing a similar workout, but with a couple of key twists. So listen close. We have 3 sets of the following: 2 times 400 meters at your mile race pace, and then 1 times 200 meters at your 800 meter race pace. So that's 2 times 400 meters, 1 times 200 meters. Times 3. So that whole set will be times 3. Now the recoveries, they're always 400 meters jog after each of them. Between sets, you might take a little bit longer to recover just to make sure you're back to square one. But it's 3 sets of 2 times 400 meters at your mile race pace, 400 meter jogs after each of those, and then a 200 meter at your 800 meter pace. So stepping up again, 400 meter jog, then back to the start, 3 sets of that. It's a good, fast workout. You'll feel fast, you'll feel strong, and you'll feel like you've done a good old session at the end of it. So why are we doing this particular workout this week? Well, the last 2 weeks we've been doing work at mile race pace. So this is the speed that you could hold for about 5 minutes, depending on your speed. If you're wondering what that pace is, of course, jump onto tempofit.org, look under running resources in the menu and scroll down till you see race and pace calculator. That'll spit out your predicted mile time, which you just need to convert into 400 meter effort. So easy as divide that by 4. So if it's 6 minutes, then it's a nice simple calculation for you. 1 minute 30 is your goal pace. If it's 4 minutes, if you're super fast, it's nice and easy as well. 1 minute. Most of us will probably be somewhere in between that or a little bit beyond 1:30. But make sure you dial into those paces because we want to know exactly how fast we're running. And this is a big part of track running. When we're on an athletics track, we want to know how fast to the second we're running. And that gives us a really good indication of the way that our body's moving, of the speed that we're expressing, learning to understand the different gears that your body can handle and, you know, what those different speeds feel like, and really trying to dial into this. Because if we go a little bit too fast with those 400s, you really get into that zone where you're accumulating too much fatigue. Mile pace is a nice, like I said last week, it's a nice speed where you're just sort of sitting below that threshold where it's really anaerobic. Like your heart rate's going to be right up there, but not so crazily into the anaerobic zone that you're getting zapped towards the end of those 400 meters. It's fast, but it's not crazy fast. Now, why are we doing this particular workout where we're stepping up and doing those 200s? So basically what we're trying to do this week compared to last week is we're dropping the distance back a smidge. So last week we did 8 times 400. This workout works out a total of, I think, 200 meters less work than last week. So a slight drop in distance, but we're actually increasing the amount of recovery you're getting because we're having those sets and you've got 400 meters recovery even after that 200 meters, but we're increasing that speed for every third rep. So those 200s are going to be faster than your 400s. So we're trying to see, okay, we've got used to this mile pace. We've been doing it for a few weeks. We're going to do most of it today. But can you, when you're running at mile pace, feeling fast and smooth, can you boost that up to 800 meter pace, run even faster, still run smooth? Now, I've dropped these back to 200 meters because 400 meters at 800 meter pace is pretty demanding. So 200 meters is fast, but you're not going to get into that zone where you really accumulate that fatigue within that interval. So what we're after with this workout is getting faster. We want your legs to move a bit harder. We want to get things cranked up a bit. We want to see if you can still stay calm, still stay composed during those 200s especially. Okay, so how are we tackling this workout? Now, ultimately, it's the same as what we did last week with the 8 times 400, except this week we've got this crucial change of the 200 meters at 800 meter race pace. So it's a step up in pace. Now, as an idea of the kind of pace changes that you've got between mile pace and 800 meter pace, it's probably around about 2 to 3 seconds per 200 meters, if that makes sense. So let's say you're going through the 200 for your 400 meter reps in, I don't know, 42 seconds. The 800 meter paced reps for 200 meters will be maybe around 40 seconds, maybe a little bit quicker. But it's just that slight half gear change. A lot more feeling like you're sprinting, but you're not quite at that sprinting level yet. So you should still have that range. And that's important that you can be in that controlled zone, that you're not feeling like this is all out, fast as I can for 200 meters. Just back it off a little bit and just still be slightly sitting in that running zone, right at the top end of your running zone, getting towards your sprint zone. So that's the first thing around that pace. The second thing I want to talk about is how to run 200s. So if you're new to track running, this is an interesting dynamic because we're starting to do workouts that are more like what a sprinter would do. Now, the first thing that I'd say is how you start. So you don't start from a starting start, if that makes sense. We're not about trying to teach acceleration in this, in the 200s. We want you rolling into that start line. So usually about 15 to 20 meters back, you're starting from a jog and then building up, and you're at pace or almost at pace at the start line when you hit go on your watch. Then as you come into the bend, so that first 100 meters, you're coming around the bend of the 200, you're going to want to find your rhythm. I use that bend to really settle into that rhythm. So feeling like you're standing up nice and tall, getting your hips forward, that rope tied around your middle, knee drive nice and strong to develop that good front side mechanics. So you've got big, powerful strides, but they're also quick. You're using your arms to drive that good, quick cadence. Everything will become a little bit more exaggerated in terms of your movement. So you'll feel your hands coming up higher. You'll feel those elbows drive back really hard, driving your opposite leg back at the same time. So everything becomes a little bit more pronounced. But then when you get onto the straight, that really gives you that opportunity to roll off the bend into the straight and find your rhythm. So settling into a good rhythm. You're not so fast that you're into that sprint zone, which means the 200 meters should be a good pace that you can find a good rhythm where you're still breathing deep. You're not sort of panic mode, but you're comfortable, you're running fast, smooth, relaxed, really expressing good speed without being tired. And we want to roll all the way along the straight, pushing all the way to the finish line. As like any good high school coach will say to their kids, run through the line. So I don't want you slowing up before you get to that finish line. Run all the way through, hit stop on your stopwatch without breaking your stride. Run right through to the finish line, which means this rep is more like a sort of 250 because you're rolling in for sort of 20 meters and then you'll roll out of the finish for about 30 meters. So we want that 200 meter nice and clean, all up speed at that kind of 800 meter race pace, feeling strong, feeling fast, ticking off a really good solid 200 meter.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
All right, the thought for the week. And this week, I want to talk about rest days, the all-important rest days. Now, unless you're cranking out huge miles, like well over 100K a week, most likely every week you should be having a rest day in there where you don't do any running. And if you're coming up to a big race, or maybe you've just done a big race, there's going to be a taper and recovery period where you're also going to need some extra rest days. And of course, if you're injured or you've got some niggles, you're going to be having more rest days. So the rest day is actually a really important part of most runners, well, every runner's training regime throughout the year or throughout the week. So I wanted to give you a few tips on how I tackle rest days. And right now for me, I've got ongoing Achilles issues from when I ruptured my Achilles way back in 2014. Ever since, I've just had to nurse it. When it flares up a little, I'll just immediately start rolling back the training. And so right now I'm taking 2 or 3 rest days per week where I don't do any running. So how do I tackle those, and how can you tackle those days and still feel sane? So first of all, I want to start off with why you would do rest days. Injury prevention is a massive one, as I just mentioned. Exhaustion is a really big one. So just that accumulation, like mentally and physically, of training day after day, breaking up that rhythm can sometimes just allow your body to reset, allow your mind to reset, and allow yourself to be really grateful for the training days as well. So you actually start looking forward to, oh, sweet, tomorrow is a running day. I can wake up and get up for a session, and it might be workout of the week and it might be a harder session, but you can really begin to look forward to that stuff. And then the other thing is nutrition, and this is a really interesting one. I find that when I'm training, when I'm doing big miles, my nutrition can... I just need calories. Like you need to be chomping away the calories to fuel all the training. So sometimes it can be good to take a rest day where you're actually like, no, I'm not just going to scoff the calories down. I'm going to be a bit more selective with what I eat. I'm going to scale back a little bit to normal portion sizes and feel like a normal human being for once. So that's an important thing. And it's not that you are fasting or starving yourself on those days, but it's just a correction back. Like if you got injured, how would it feel for me just to roll back those calories to be appropriate for the amount of my exercise? And I always feel concerned when I talk about this stuff, because I know there's a lot of runners out there with under eating disorders, and I know there's a lot of runners out there with overeating disorders. I'd probably put myself in that second category, but getting it right and having that flexibility to adapt your nutrition to your training is really important. Calories are fuel, and as long as we can look at them like fuel and look at the importance of micronutrients and macronutrients to keep our bodies healthy and strong, then that's a good way to look at it. All right, so how to approach those rest days. First of all, I like to include some cross training. So very rarely would I say do nothing. Like there's always opportunity to do something. And for me, a rest day from running means I can go and do that gym workout, or I can go for a swim, or I can do some surfing, or maybe go for a long walk or a couple of walks during the day. So there's always something else that I can do. And some cross training is a good way to stay fit. It's a good way to stay sane. It's a good way to find some other things to be interested in other than just running. Intentional recovery is the second one that I'd talk about. And this is where you say, okay, I've got a bit more time on my hands today. So today I'm going to do some things that will intentionally get my body stronger and recovered. So that might be getting a massage. It might be having a sit in a hot tub. It might be doing some foam rolling or some yoga. So something that's going to promote recovery intentionally. Related to that is some injury prevention stuff. So you might have a little bit more time on your hands. So this is a great time to do those exercises that your physio gave you that you've been neglecting all this time. Use that extra time from having a rest day to do those calf raises or do those clamshells, whatever it might be, to build a stronger, more resilient body. Number four, nutrition check. So like I said before, it's a good chance for you to actually say, okay, I'm a calorie vacuum cleaner when I'm training hard out. On those rest days, maybe you just dial it back a little bit and eat sensibly. Of course, don't go over-correcting with that calorie correction as well. Number five, time for other things. So you might not be doing a long run. You might not be heading down to the track or hitting the trails. You got a little bit of time to do the normal human being things, hanging out with friends and family, doing the gardening, catching up on the Netflix series you've been missing. So use that time, appreciate having the day off, and just enjoy being a human being.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, so there we are. There's the workout. There's some thoughts for the week. The workout, again, is three sets of the following. 2 times 400 meters at your mile race pace. It's about what you could handle for 5 minutes or so. 400 meters jog after each of those, and then a 200-meter effort at your 800-meter race pace, another 400-meter recovery jog, maybe a little bit longer between those sets, three sets, 2 times 400, 1 times 200. Get out there and smash it. Let me know how it goes, everyone. Happy running!